Ryder here again with another short take. This one's about the challenges, or perhaps it's more about giving you some ideas about how to handle a situation where the couple is pegging, but the giver is fairly submissive and really is not really taking to the whole pegging activity as well as they could be. This one was posted on Reddit, and I thought it was great information, really well written, so I thought I'd read it to you here. The title of it is Found a New Dynamic with My Wife. My wife is not a dominant person, and while this isn't normally an issue, when we reverse roles, it's hard for her to initiate anything while she's strapped. Over the last few weeks, it's been a more frequent activity, and one of the changes we found to be working is me, quote, power bottoming, end quote, for her. I call her a good girl and encourage her to give it to me as she goes. Rather than making me come, she earns it by doing a good job like a good girl. This dynamic works with her own personality and kinks and has made the experience better on several levels since we've removed the perception of her being dominant. I know this is a personal approach and nothing that works for one works for everyone, but hopefully anyone struggling to make it work can try this approach and maybe make some progress to more frequent pegging. And also in the comments, let's see here, I found this. And someone in the comments asked, can you elaborate on how you do this? And the poster said, it's honestly talking to her as if I was in control, using phrases like, give it to daddy like a good girl, simple praises and encouragement and such. Just mix up those kind of lines and grind your hips some and boom, she's no longer dominating you, rather giving you satisfaction, quote, like a good girl, end quote, or whatever phrase you like. So I wanted to present this to everybody because I know that in my beginner's webinar, one of the things I talk about is the challenges that some people encounter when the receiver is dominant and the giver is submissive. And that can range from just a little bit, sort of feeling uncomfortable switching the roles, to really having a tough time accepting it. Like, for example, a receiver having a very tough time accepting even the idea of pegging, much less the reality of it, because they cannot separate that from thinking it means they're submissive. And then from the other side of the pegging formula, there are some givers out there who consider themselves very foundationally dominant, very foundationally submissive, just as I consider myself very foundationally dominant. And it puts their head in a twist to do this role reversal thing. So if you have a relationship that leans in those directions, whichever way and whichever side of the formula you are on, you might want to try something like this. I mean, usually the lines that I say in my pegging webinar for beginners is, you know, you can absolutely be dominant and get pegged. Just imagine this. What if you had your giver with the strap on, laying on their back on the bed, spread eagle, tied to the bed, nipple clamps, ball gag, blindfold are all optional, and then you ride them. Well, that doesn't really look very submissive to me, does it? Or you could have them on a leash and a collar, and they're doing you doggy style, and your pull on that leash makes them fuck you. So yeah, absolutely. These are some ideas, because I know this comes up periodically, and I thought this description from this receiver and the way that he and his wife figured it out was worth sharing, absolutely. And I have one more short take for you. Yay! Okay, this one is an email that was sent to me. Good evening, looking for advice on my relationship. We have been together for 24 years, and neither of us are going anywhere. We are both still sexually attracted to each other, but haven't pegged in a while. We were both open-minded in the past and gave the old college try 4 to 5 times. It settled my curiosity and she was all on board. However, we are back into a rut, doing the same old routine sexy. I'm not asking to be pegged, but wish we had that spice from our past. I do not seek sex with anyone else, but I can't help feel we have done all we can do with each other. It's not a bad thing, but our checklists with each other are complete and are now looking at the next 25 years together. Any tips for an experienced couple with 24 years of history getting it on with each other? Thanks for any insights and for making sex fun. Yay, that's an awesome question. So I'm not a therapist. I've said this how many times on this podcast, right? But off the top of my head, these are the things that I came up with. And you know, a lot of the things that I talk about here are about sinking in, slowing down, and being in the moment. And that can happen in a number of ways. It can happen when you try something new, certainly, but it can also happen when you try the same things and just slow everything down. So here's the suggestions that came up to my head when I responded to this person. Off the top of my head, other ideas to deepen intimacy, which can bring back a spark. Take dance lessons. Engage in nights of just slow, sensual touching, but no sex. Discover what your love languages are and share that with each other. There's the old book by Gary Chapman, which I think has a quiz online, but there's a more thorough and updated version that includes a woman's perspective here, and it's called the modernlovelanguages.com, the book, and I will put that in the links for everybody, of course. Here's the next one on the list. Take one of those sex quizzes if you have not already, like Mojo Upgrade, for more ideas. Look up eye gazing and do it if you've never tried it. Get on a subreddit like Sex Over 30 for questions, ideas, and support. All of these things can help, absolutely, because so many people out there are asking the same question, of course, and there's so many different ideas. There's so much individuality. So getting on a community forum and just even reading, even if you don't want to participate, that's awesome. But again, slowing things down and sinking in. And you know, from an old person's perspective, okay, I will be 68 this year, you guys. I'm blown away that I will be 68. But from an old, or I should say, and from an old person's perspective, the older you get, the more important this slowing down and taking great enjoyment and just being in that moment and stroking and touching and really, really slowing everything down so that that pinpoint of pleasure comes from that stroking of the hand so slow down your back, and maybe put music on and light a candle and whatever, make sure the room is warm. All these different things can really add up to put some spark back in. It may not be the most amazing orgasm you've ever had. Sometimes it's not even about an orgasm at all, but it can increase intimacy. It can deepen intimacy, experiencing things like that. And again, trying something new, of course, will deepen intimacy. It can bring a gorgeous depth to a relationship. And that may not have you lusting after and hot for each other all the time, but, you know, ideas are ideas. You can do all kinds of things. And I don't know if you've tried this yet or not, but as I'm recording this, I realize that for the person that wrote this in, I have one more suggestion. You can try remote controlled toys, okay? And maybe you've tried this, I don't know. But it can be really fun to have something on you, in you, right? And then your partner controls that at distance. Now you have to be careful about that because you don't want someone having a car accident, or you know, you get the point. Choose your times carefully. Or if you have a situation where one of you travels a little bit or occasionally, and then maybe you do a FaceTime or a video chat. Let's not do FaceTime because that's from Facebook, right? Let's not talk about that. I'm off Facebook a long, long time ago. And yes, no evil empires. Let's not contribute to those. However, if you're doing a video chat, you can spend some time together and play with that toy. So there's an idea as well. It may or may not appeal to you. So enjoy and let me know if any of those work. That would be lovely to hear. But I thought I'd read this for everybody else in case they're looking for some ideas. And of course, anybody who's listening, if you have any ideas, write them in. Yes, at ruby@peggingparadise.com. Just send me your email. Okay, everybody, take care. Hang in there with everything happening in the world. This too shall pass. Do self-care, please. I just wrote an article about that, as a matter of fact, about how important self-care is right now, because there are people out there who really are kind of hammering away at everybody on social media saying, you have to fight against this, fight, 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 fight. You have to, you have to, you have to be active. You have to do stuff. You have to be out there. You have to protest. You have to write letters. You have to do the stuff. And if you don't, that kind of talk makes you feel guilty, right? The reality is that there are some of us who can do stuff like that. Like a long time ago, I remember thinking this regarding the Greenpeace people. Yeah, the Greenpeace people are pretty fucking radical, man. They get out there and they destroy stuff and blow shit up and in order to save the earth. It's not that I advise people doing that. I don't. However, sometimes those types of people are the people that change the world, but not everybody is that kind of person. And again, I bring up age. When you're older, do you want to be out there standing on your feet and protesting? Do you want to do all the stuff? Sometimes you can and sometimes you can't. So we all do what we can. But at the same time, assuming that you are all doing what you can, make sure you do self-care. There needs to be a balance. Do what you can, spend the time on it that you have, and then really make an emphasis on self-care. Because this shit that's happening right now in the world can drive people fucking nuts. It's crazy. So self-care becomes ultra important to balance everything out. And there is my Ruby Rider hint for, oh, I want to say the day, but you know, for what, the next fucking 4 years? Okay. On that, I am signing off.